Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome
Inner
to
Sight.
Inner Sight. Go ahead.
Live from New York, and welcome to our nursing home program. And here's our host, Suzanne.
Hi, Frank. It's glad to have you on the line also, you know, early. That's great. Also, tonight, we are going to, you know, do it based on the residents. They can't get, you know, they can't pay for their apartments or houses because they're stuck in a nursing home. Now, the law should protect them and allow them to take, you know, nursing homes to court if they're forcing them to stay in the nursing home instead of going back to their apartment or houses. This is ludicrous. People should not be taken out of their home. I know when my mother was in a nursing home, they did the same thing to her. They wanted to take her apartment. And in fact, they did. Her apartment was being rented, and boom, the next person on the Section 8 list of that apartment got it. She couldn't have it saved. There was no way. I remembered that today, Frank, about that. So, I mean, it's really, you know, I don't know how to explain it, but it's really sad to know that people are hungry over other people's money and homes and belongings and everything. And people who don't have that hunger are in hunger. What I mean by that is that my mom was sort of forgetting to eat and stuff. She was a little bit starving, I would say. So I got her, we got her out of there, put her in the hospital because the doctor wanted to examine her. And P.S., she ended up in a nursing home after all the fair hearings and everything. It was so sad. I could not, if I had money, I would not, you know, let anybody else touch her. But now she's deceased, and it hurts me. Every little thing I do in the house reminds me of her, and it's quite sad because I felt like I gave up on her, even though I didn't, you know, just
we
by what was
we
happening.
We sent out a tweet now. Did
yes,
we get
we
any
response?
Views
yeah,
on the tweet?
Yeah, let me check, okay? Hold on.
Take a look at the tweet. In the meantime,
yeah.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds
yeah.
me of you go into a store
mm-hmm.
to buy something. And you run into a very obnoxious salesperson who wants you to spend your money on something that you don't want or you don't want to spend your money on.
Or it's
only
not.
Only in a nursing home, it's 1,000 times worse
mm-hmm.
because you have no choice.
Right.
They're taking the money.
That's true. It's sad. It really is. That's
it's
all that could
sad.
How,
it's evil.
It's evil,
it's evil
sad.
To do that to somebody.
It's going against somebody's human rights. Everything. Everything you could think of and attach it to that, it fits.
So now here,
you know?
Here's another aspect of this. Then you have all these programs, at least four or five programs, that are designed supposedly to get people out of nursing homes
mm-hmm.
and to get them housing. Right now, look at all the money that's being
God.
Wasted
mm-hmm.
because the person going into the nursing home, in most cases, 98% I'd say, already has housing,
that's
an
right.
apartment, a house, so on and so forth, a condominium.
And
whatever.
It's already booked up. It's completely
Why
booked up.
Why does the government take away that dwelling and waste money to try to get another one?
Isn't that stupid?
What the hell is the reasoning behind that?
And then they go to the list that has, for me, it was 3 to 5 years to get my mom on in that area. Yeah, in Greenlawn.
What's the message behind that? You know? Now,
mm-hmm.
if you analyze that, the inner sight interpretation of that is that they don't give a damn about us.
They're using us. Yeah. They are.
They don't care about the people. If they did, they would make sure that they kept their apartment,
mm-hmm.
living arrangement, with the hope and work toward going home.
My mother went into the nursing home walking and came out. This is what I keep
like
saying.
Yeah, like millions of other people go in walking.
And came out in a pine box. You know, it was terrible.
It happens every day.
Yeah, but it's not supposed to be. That's the problem. You're supposed to have life and enjoy yourself and whatever. Instead, you're being taken over.
The other part of this, how can this government claim that they believe in civil rights and in a non-dictatorship when they don't provide a law to allow a person or their advocate or their friend or whatever have a court date and fight for the money that's supposed to be there to help them and to keep their home and to pay the damn rent?
I agree. I totally
agree. The whole thing
to
me is phony.
It stinks. That's what it stinks. That's how I put it. It stinks so bad that...
It's a whole phony operation.
It is. It really is.
I mean, you talk about, they got this stupid expression, double dipping. Isn't that double dipping when a person has a place and you take it away from them and you're spending money to get them another place?
That's stupid. It's just inefficient. Better than saying stupid. It's
and most of those places that people have are accessible for the person.
Yeah, I know.
There's the other
part.
You can't just find any place.
Yeah, they made her apartment accessible for her because she was on the first floor.
Accessible place.
Right. I was in her apartment when I was living in her apartment when I had left and got married. But let me tell you, I had to ask them to put more accessibility into the apartment so we all could be in there. My mom, my dad, and myself fit in a one-bedroom apartment. My mom and dad stayed in the living room, and I stayed in the one bedroom. I had everything in there on top of each other. But, hey, I mean, at least I got the chance for a little bit longer to spend time with my mom and dad before they, you know, went... You know, and that's the horrible part of all this.
What happened with the did you check out the tweet? What happened to the tweet?
I'm right here right now. I wanted to let you know. Impressions, which mean like people are looking at it and stuff like that. That's 8. Engagements means that they opened it up. Okay, yeah, and the total number of users interacted with tweet. That means they opened it up, they looked at it, they included hashtag, avatar, they actually shared it, follows, all this. We had one person, and then detail expands, which is what I did, but that's not taking me. It's taking another person because I'm the one who is affiliated with this account, and so are you. So it can't take us. I had to look that up. Times people are viewing the details about this tweet, and it has detail expands, and it's 1, and engagements is 1, and impressions is 8. Okay.
All right. What we need
is
someone out there who wants to be a volunteer to, and we can help make the arrangements for this. Go into a mall. You know, with your iPad or whatever device you have and display the petition.
Yeah.
And try to get people
to sign
the petition up at change.org because we need...
Do you know who's good at marketing? His name, you know, the guy who calls, his name is Joe. He had a whole career on marketing. And now I think he does something else. I'm not exactly sure. I have to look at what he wrote to me.
Well, I don't
know
what he did or what he does, but we need somebody to go out a couple of days a week and get signatures on this thing.
Yeah, and I could help, but the thing is I have to make sure there's a transportation that's going to be able to bring me and come back. I don't have any transportation.
Of course you
got
to get
transportation.
Well, you got to use the scat.
Yeah, I know. I have to renew it, is what I, and I already sent all the information.
You should have done that months ago.
No, I did. I sent it over to Kaczynski.
Well, you
got to
call him and stay on him.
Oh, okay. I will.
So they send you the damn card or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's what we need. You know, I mean, I do that with the service dog thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. I
and
know.
I've gotten good results.
I know.
Because when people see you in front of them and you explain
mm-hmm.
why you're there and what it is, and, you know, that relative, people are dying in these nursing homes and the government is wasting the money, see, they're going to sign.
Right.
Because most people are fed up with this government, the way they operate. Look at this
oh,
stupid
hell yeah.
thing that the president did with this student loan stuff.
Don't even let me know.
Put the country more in debt. He's got lawsuits on the administration. Yeah.
Sorry. That's
I mean, the
terrible.
Whole thing is stupid.
Yeah, it is.
And we gave a simple solution to that on,
yes, we
on
did.
Intersight.
Yeah.
You know, have people pay $10 a month. That way the government gets their money. Nobody's under great hardship.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And the people who are now against him can't say anything about that because he would have done something to get the government their money.
Right.
So who cares if it's
that.
Slow?
Yeah.
Better than nothing.
Yeah. Sure is.
So we need somebody to go out there and really let people know
what's going on
about these horrible nursing homes.
Yeah.
Our number here is 213-816-1650.
Yeah.
Brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue, Joanne Diamond. And once again, I want to thank her for sending food for my guide dog. I greatly appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And her Arc Natural for her arthritis. And
nice.
It hasn't gotten any worse.
Well, that's good.
As
that's
far
real
as I
good.
Can tell.
How old is she now?
I don't know. She was a rescue.
Yeah, that's true. She's about
this
three, right?
Cream from Dr. Berg, and
uh-huh.
it works for her, too. So I put a little on her every time we go out.
Oh, that's great.
And it
that
really helps her.
Yeah. I think that's
all
awesome.
Right. It's the joint cream formulated by Dr. Berg.
You got to hear something. Now, I know this is not related to nursing homes, but this is what happened to me.
Well, let me finish my commercials first. Hold it.
Okay, go ahead. I'll hold my
thought.
Hold
that thought, whatever it is.
Hold that thought.
Inner Sight, brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food. Call Nobody Starves on Long Island, 631-484-3085. And you talk to Gary and let him know you need the food. All right, I want to thank SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Their next event coming up October 14th, Self-Advocacy Conference. Go to the website and get information about that. That'll be held at their offices.
Which is great.
SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631. 880
7929. Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. All the beautiful children of the world, Avanti Oquindo, Corey Foster, Ollie Campbell, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, and all the youngsters that perished in Texas, go an extra mile for a child.
Mm.
Inner Sight reminds you. And there was a thing on, I didn't get to see it, but my friend Ira called me. It was a big thing on dogs tonight on CBS.
Oh, that's cool.
On the news.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody saw that, you can call in. We'd like to hear what it was.
Okay. We have
Inner Sight,
by the way.
and our nursing home program, and brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186, Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Also brought to you by Insight, Third Eye Insight. Stay in shape, have some fun, and learn how to defend yourself. 631-445-3464. Devin Fernandez is the instructor and the president of that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, 631-445-3464. Third Eye Insight. And let's see, what else? Able News. Get the Able News. We'll run it.
Yes, here it comes.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. Thank you for that. And
you're welcome.
Our good friend, Angela Melanie. I want to thank the town of Brookhaven for the proclamation, remembrance of Milton. And as soon as we get it, we'll see if we can have it read on the air.
Yeah.
And, you know, we need, you know, we would really be good if we could get get public hearings.
That'd be awesome.
On these nursing homes.
That's right.
I don't think that's ever been done before.
No, but I think one of them, didn't Boyle have it for the guide dogs? Or is going to have it for the guide dogs?
No, there was never public hearing for guide dogs.
Maybe we should have it two separate times, one for the guide dogs and service dogs, and one for the, you know, the nursing homes.
Well.
And living on your own.
We'll see what kind of a mood the politicians are in, but
yeah.
I think the letting people come in and talk and testify about the nursing homes is very important.
Oh, yeah. It's very, very important. I have a few on my list that I think I'm going to make a show like that for either next week or the week after, but give myself enough time to get everybody together, you know?
So that's one thing that can be worked on.
Mm-hmm.
And again, anybody out there who has a loved one in a nursing home,
or had one for that matter,
or is trying to keep your loved one out of the nursing home, you know, contact us, because we
mm-hmm.
could use all the help we can get.
Yes, we can.
In working on these things.
Especially if you have any experience in lobbying or getting things straight or whatever, please, you know, give us, you know, a call, especially if you know about, you know, the law and how to make it, you know, how to file for that. It'd be great. So let me give you two numbers. One is 631-224-3090. And you could call tonight on the guest line and see if you have any suggestions. It would be awesome. 213-816-1650. Again, 213-816-1650. We have Anthony queued in, please.
If you don't like nursing homes and you don't approve
mm-hmm.
what they're doing, then help us do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really, because it's not going to change unless people get up there.
That's right.
And start talking about it and do something about it.
Yeah,
we have we have the petition.
Yeah.
You know, we'd like to get more people to contact politicians and urge them to put up public hearings for the nursing homes so people can come in and testify and let them know what they've been going through and what they are going through. And we also need people to help us raise money.
Of course.
So we can publicize what's going on in these nursing homes. You know, that's another thing that isn't being done.
Yeah, I agree.
The independent living centers have programs to try to help people get out and set up housing. Right?
That's right.
But they can't do a damn thing about people losing their housing who already have it.
That's right. Because my mom had it. She had Section 8. She had all of her, she got all of her furniture new. And yet every single thing she had in that apartment either had to come out and be labeled to go into a nursing home or had to just be sold. And I took the most important things that were in her apartment that would keep my memory going about my parents for the rest of my life. You know, I really...
If we had
that.
A fund to make these things known,
right.
We could do a lot more and have
a
campaign on it and set up a public relations
firm. Yeah, we need that.
On it. So that's another thing we need. You know, we need people to really step up and say, "Hey, this is horrible. We got to do something about this."
Of
shouldn't
course,
be.
It's horrible.
People
it's worse,
should be in their
to
own
me, it's
home.
Worse than horrible. Yes, you're right. It's worse than horrible. Anthony's.
All right,
waiting.
We have a caller.
Yes, we do. Oh, you read my mind. Okay, here he is.
All right, Inner Sight Live.
Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Good.
That's good. So
how are you doing?
Good. So here's what's on my mind for tonight. About an apartment, I understand the situation that disabled people are in, and I understand that, you know, their circumstances are difficult. They have very limited income. They need an accessible place, you know, people like, you know, places close to their doctors. People want to be close to family. They need help. They need support and all that. But, Suzanne, it isn't going to happen in our lifetime that any landlord or management company or, you know, co-op that you live in or any place at all would be able to hold an apartment over for you. You know, the rent must be paid. If you cannot pay the rent.
We would have. We would have paid the rent, but they were telling me I needed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I needed many aides to cover her shift, and I would have to pay for it. I don't have that
and
money.
And as I said last night, if you cooperated with the Medicaid spend down, you would have gotten regular Medicaid, and they would have paid for all
she
the hours
the spend
that
down.
She needed.
She was on
right.
the spend down, by the way. And she got zip. We had zippity-doo-dah. Nothing.
If she was qualified for it, they would have given it to her. You had to pay down the rate. Well, then you,
she didn't, have a
you
hide.
Didn't advocate successfully. Hide what?
No. Let me say something.
No
comprehension,
no
Suzanne.
No habla español.
How are you supposed to advocate successfully? They
no,
were,
no law
they were
what?
Going to haul her into court.
Is they were what?
Protect
yeah.
her.
Right, they're
I
going
have no
to,
lawyer.
Regardless, you can be your own lawyer. They're going to haul anyone into court, Frank, that, you know, is under
you can be
an
your
APS
own lawyer, but you still need the money to back you up. How are you going to do all this?
It's no big deal. You agree to the Medicaid spend down, and you pay what you have to until you're wiped out.
She was being. That was covered. She was doing that through National Disability. some other last part of it, but I know it starts off with National
Disability.
And she had a Huntington
organization that just speaks for people with disabilities in regards to issues that have to do with having a disability. Not that, Suzanne.
Right.
Listen, I don't want to get into your personal business, but you made a bad mistake and you didn't do the right thing. And
I don't feel like
you didn't do the right thing
either.
Well, I'm not going to argue that point with you. If that's how you feel, that's your personal business. And
I actually did everything that I could. You should have seen how many people were in our home that day.
It was very simple.
Really?
What does who was home that day have to do with it? I don't care
if
you're home
with
two roaches.
There was a lot of people in her house, okay? And if they really wanted to help her out, they would just say, oh, we'll do this all for you. But they didn't do that. They didn't even care. Okay, they were hauling me into
You were her guardian,
Suzanne.
You were the one that they were supposed
to
speak to. And you were the one that was going to make a decision.
Yeah, I'm the one
who's
actually...
Maybe you wanted people to back you up. But if you wanted...
No, I don't. I want... You know what I wanted? I'll tell you exactly.
Well,
could have you left in the home at the right hours. That's all.
Right.
That's it.
So even if she went to court, how is she supposed to... Hold it. Even if she went to court, how is she supposed to protect her mother in the meantime?
Yeah.
I clearly stated that you're not going to have people, when they call the APS, you simply tell the worker, yes, I will comply with a Medicaid spend down, which will allow her to have straight Medicaid.
She was on it for 2 years.
Oh, wait a minute. She's saying she has the Medicaid spend down, and they still wouldn't help her.
Right.
I don't see how not. It sounds like a different story than what was being told last night, which doesn't make sense to me. Okay, well, I don't
know
why it
was
that they didn't want to pay because they're cheap.
Let me understand. Let me analyze this. In other words, if you have the Medicaid spend down, right?
Mm-hmm.
That means they got to give you all the aid you need. Is that it?
No.
They'll give you...
Let him answer the question. Hold it.
I'll let him answer. Okay.
They would give you much more hours than Medicaid. Yes, they would give you much better...
But would they give you all you need to stay out of the nursing home?
Yes. If you require 24-hour care, yes. The answer is yes.
All right. Then why are there nursing homes?
Yeah,
because
and also why haven't they done that?
The home care agencies will not take certain clients who are too sickly.
Well, you
and
see,
an
that's
issue
what I mean.
That
There's
you don't want
there.
To face and you
There's
just want to talk about
there.
The government all the time.
That's what happened.
Is that
yes,
family
that's exactly what
members do not want sick relatives in their home.
I would have had her glad.
You just said the
but
the Medicaid spend down is supposed to give you all the help you need.
Right. But you have to agree to have an aide in your home. The person, family member.
She had an aide there.
Right.
She had an aide.
I'm not talking about you now. I'm talking about in general. People do not want to agree to take in a sick person. Because they say, I'm working, I have kids, I have my career, I have a lot of responsibility.
It shouldn't matter
and I
any
can't
of that. Let me tell you something.
Well,
it should
I'm
be.
In telling you the fact of life that it does. Because,
frankly,
Suzanne,
matter.
People don't want to put up with home health aides, something that Frank doesn't like me to say on the air. And their nonsense with only sweeping two floors or leaving somebody in fecal matter or not wanting to change bed sheets
it's
or
not,
show
if you
up.
Are on,
or,
wait, let me just say one
thing. Don't tell me it's not.
It's not like
individual
that
cases
have.
Where people don't want that. It's not like that. What? The grass isn't green, Suzanne? It turned color overnight.
The
it was
green, and then there's up on the top of the roof. When you look up to the sky, when it's sunlight, it's blue. Okay.
Right.
I agree
right.
totally
we don't know
with
that.
You with that.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm just telling you what the fact of life is.
I know in my heart my mother passed away. No, when my mother passed away.
It makes perfectly good sense, Frank.
No,
if
it doesn't.
Hold it. Does it not?
It does not make sense. If you
does not make sense?
The Medicaid
anything
spending.
That you don't like to hear doesn't register your head.
No.
I
listen
understand.
To me, damn it.
I'm listening. Yes.
If you have the Medicaid spend down
mm-hmm.
and you get all the hours you need,
yes.
that means you don't need a nursing home. Now, who the hell is an agency to interfere with your Medicaid?
It's not, well, look, let's put it to you this way. For you to have regular Medicaid, somebody has to help you sign up for it. And there's paperwork that has to be filled out.
Right.
So mm-hmm. then that's all. Then you get Medicaid.
She had a doctor of geriatric medicine.
But you just
who
said that the agency can interfere and not service you.
I said the home care agency
yeah.
will not be permitted to service you under
so then what good is
state
the Medicaid
guidelines.
That's right.
They would tell you if
you
were allowed to get home care based on what your illness is. Frank, you cannot put an extreme burden on the on home health aides and tell them you have to, because they're not skilled like that. They can't, and they don't have any kind of level of medical experience to care for the person. They don't even know how to wash a plate.
Well, the
properly.
Medicaid people would have
they're
to get 18, the right people.
19-year-old.
That's right.
No Medicaid
go
is
PCA
going to get the right
go
people.
You're fully aware.
Then what good is it?
Would strictly be responsible
we're
for
back
it.
To the same
a PCA
thing.
Is to work in
home.
A nursing home, personal care worker. It's well, call it what you want, but the agency is responsible to hire and maintain.
That's
any,
not true with CDPAP.
Running of the agency, it's not true what I said. Suzanne, there are certain
a
things
big
that I'm not going to argue
here.
With you. There's a big contradiction.
I'm having a conversation.
I'm having
a
conversation with you, too. What's
right.
the big...
And I don't
what,
feel like
big,
you're not... No, I'm saying I don't feel like you're arguing or anything, so just let's talk about it. That's where
so
it
if
needs
you
to
have,
be
if
done.
You have
I clearly
the Medicaid
stated
spend
to you,
down, hold it,
not,
hold it.
Not making.
Hold it. If you have the Medicaid spend down,
mm-hmm.
and they're giving you all the hours you need, and protection people come along and they say no, we're taking this person into court because we believe they're too ill to stay out, and the agency won't service them.
You won't have to go through that because before home care would get involved, they would assess the person and see if they can. The insurance company would let you know if a home care agency would be allowed to take on
they didn't
the case.
They didn't want to service her.
They
thought
want
she was too
to.
Ill.
It's not the agency. It's what they are allowed under state law, and that's it.
Well, let's
they
put
are
it this
only
way.
Licensed to
I
do
felt like
certain
they were very discriminatory
things.
Against me as a disabled person.
And I understand that, but you were not physically able to take care of your mother.
Yeah, but
Frank,
I had,
let me
I
tell
had
you
the
something.
People lined
and
up.
I don't want to sound gross. I'm sorry, Suzanne. What's that?
She was if she had the money.
But I had people lined up, but they told me I had to go back to PCA, and she was being, that was it. I said, my mom can't do that right now,
well,
and I know I can't
well,
physically
look,
do
but
it.
The most they can give you is a home health aide, which is slightly more than a home attendant.
Right,
and these days, we
right.
all pretty much have home health aides, which we know is the same.
And it's the same
thing,
old thing. The agencies won't help. The agencies for the disabled won't help.
They are only allowed to. They can only comply with state laws. They're not going to break state laws to service someone and lose their license. It's that simple. I understand
but
that that's harsh, Frank, and it hurts.
Okay.
Frank, let me explain this to you. For a disabled person, it might be difficult, you know, and I'm not judging or criticizing or putting down people that need help with that. But for everyone else who is able to stand and able to walk and can manage, cleaning fecal matter is easy, okay? It might be gross, but the home care workers are not that level of skilled people that you're looking for and want and expect for people to be able to stay in their
home. That's why you got to have the money to hire your own people.
Right. Well, you got to have a lot of money to hire medical workers. And beside the point, anybody who came into somebody's home and found somebody so
a lot of them could be volunteers for freedom. You wouldn't even have to pay them. You reward them.
Volunteers, I don't know how many people would be able to physically help someone that was that critically and chronically ill that had to go in and out of a hospital like that.
You could get a lot of them.
Yes, we volunteer,
you
know, to go to the store for somebody, maybe to wash clothes for our neighbor. But we only can handle so much, Suzanne and Frank. We only know how to handle things to a certain limit. We are only human. And when we cannot
handle it,
we go to a facility such as a hospital. We know that many times they don't do crap either, and they can't help you, and the person is still sick, they're still in pain, the medication does crap, they're suffering. We all know that. But we are all trained and have all been told in our lives if a person is that sick, to call 911 or to go to a hospital or in the worst case scenario, put them in a nursing home because we don't know how to handle it. It is not something that
is
cut out for everybody.
I'm just being honest, okay? If you have, I hate to hear one thing, there's no other way of doing it. That I don't like. Because I
there's always another way.
If there was another way, Suzanne, that would
how come when I
it
took
wouldn't
out?
Have been this way till these days. If disabled people want to be treated like everyone else, secondly, they're not having to do with the nursing homes, but they have to accept certain things in life, even if it hurts them and makes them feel bad, such as if you are away from
no,
an
you don't have
for
to
so
accept
long,
it. You believe
you
in the society,
live,
you don't have
you
to accept that garbage.
Pay
that
rent.
Garbage is evil.
You
nursing homes are in with the devil.
Lose your place
nursing
to
homes
live.
Are
that
in
is
with
for
the devil.
Right.
You
I
know
understand
how many
your strong feelings.
I was left
that's
by
the inside philosophy.
I understand, Suzanne,
that
you were left and your fecal matter.
You fight against it. You change it.
People are left like that every time. I'm sorry to hear that. But then, Frank, you must tell us before you leave this earth the better way how you want things done.
Oh, he's
but
been
I'll
trying.
Tell you
I
one
do
thing,
it every
and I don't
night.
I want to sound nasty and sarcastic.
I do
but
it every
you
night.
You are not doing it yourself, so you cannot force others to do it because they are not able, and that's it. It is being
if
done
we pass
on other
a law,
people's
we can
power,
force
and that's
to do it.
Well, let
no
me say
human
something.
Being.
They're
I got,
forcing
I have
people
a feeling
to take
to do a job.
To give up their money and their home.
I'm going to be successful. I am. I know it. My heart. Because you think with your heart.
Nursing home is
and
forcing
love.
People to give up their money and their homes and their dignity.
Because
my
when
mom,
you go into a nursing home, it's assumed that you're not going to return home.
Yeah, well,
that's
who
all.
The hell do they assume? You to assume that people are not going
to
go home.
You were given the time to do that.
What
and
are they?
And if you can. You can
they're
return
dictated.
Home with your family and they'll help you find
they're
a place.
Evil
but the
dictated.
Rent must be paid. That's it. For
damn
everybody.
Right. And the person has the money to pay
and
the
by
rent.
The way,
and they take
by
that
the
away.
Way, Frank, a lot of times the landlord doesn't even know the circumstances of a person's life. And you cannot expect them to go on and on
yeah, because,
forever
because
without
the
getting
home
paid.
Wants their damn
we
money.
Never said
that's
that.
So does the
Andrew,
landlord.
We never said that.
It's a business. It's all money. But I'm just
there
telling
no
you,
money.
Suzanne,
you know
they're
that.
Not going to save your apartment because you're disabled.
I know that. You have to pay.
No one
you have
can
to pay.
Expect that. We are not entitled to that. I'm sorry, dear. Even if you love your apartment and it's all you have,
I want
to
ask
you,
you,
lived there
you
for
don't
years,
see the you don't see where you can change that. You don't see
that where that
oh,
can
no,
go?
Suzanne. I do not see where I can change the fact that I am disabled and I must pay my rent even if I feel that I cannot afford it. No, I don't.
No, I'm not talking about
absolutely
the rent. I meant the whole thing, the whole kit and caboodle, making it where it's friendly to the disabled and not, you know, automatically, oh, this is a person going to a nursing home because they need two people. You know what I'm saying? It's not right.
It's not all about two people, but it's about medical issues too, Suzanne, even if they could give
you
two people.
I know.
But they're always going to say that if you require two people, then it's an extreme level of care. But beside that, Suzanne, let's play devil's advocate and pretend that, okay, they did allow you to have two people and did pay for two people and you got as many hours as you want. Let's pretend like the world was full, you know, full of roses and a garden and blue skies all the time and it never rained, even in Southern California. Suzanne, you would still have an issue, because it is not possible for every human being to come to work all the time and to always be there in bad weather and things like that. And when the person when the one home care worker showed up and the other one did not, or both were not able to show up, then the agency would be in hot water because they would not
have
anyone.
Hire.
What about
it
hiring?
Me for the cognizant stuff and the person who I have to hire to cover for the others. You understand? You have coverage. You are able to have coverage.
But the way it is now is if the home care agency has to have responsibility for the case, you have nothing to do with covering your own
case.
Well,
you always can change the agency. There's no ands, ifs, or buts about that. I was in the
to
process
a completely CDPAP where you would be all on your own and then possibly run out of people. They're either
the
going to take the responsibility or they're not.
Want people to go to nursing homes.
I don't believe the home care agency.
They want them to go to
nursing
homes.
They want money and it's a business. But
because they can't make money on the people that don't meet the criteria in their own homes.
No, they need people to stay in their homes so that they can make money and have cases and you stay in your home.
Yeah, but they want people. They want people that are going to be acceptable. They want people that are going to be acceptable.
Right, that they can handle. Everything has to be acceptable to a person, Frank, for them to be able to handle it. Every person ultimately has their right whether to choose to take on a job or not.
Can
I ask a question?
If you're going to expect everyone in the world to accept to take care of someone that they feel that they can't, then, Frank, in that case, they're going to drive anyone who
they
want to.
They shouldn't be in the damn ass business.
Right, and they move on to easier, lighter cases of people who need less care because, Frank, to a lot of them, when everybody's looking, you know, to be lazy and sit on their ass a lot of times and talk on their cell phones, but even if not, even if they're a good aid, if the case is too physically demanding to them, if the person, you know, is too sickly, if they work 24 hours, how many days, and they have to, you know, go to the hospital constantly, if they have to wake up in the middle of the night to take care of the person, if you have an issue with incontinence where you urinate, you know, frequently on yourself, or you need help getting out of the bed, or you fall out of the bed, things like that. It's sad, Frank, but
you
I'm
have the right
this,
people can help people
it.
Like that.
Not everybody
These
is going to find the right person.
Don't know how
person.
To pick the right people
we,
because
we
they're
by with who they hire who they can and who comes in. And,
you're
and
right.
if they
you know
want
why
a job,
you're right about that. I see the difference in the care. And this woman got trained as a PCA and got all the
I
stuff.
I know I'm right, my dear.
And
that's why
I
sit here every night. For an hour a night, and I can't wait until you put me on the air. I don't know how popular my views are, but I love for people to hear me, and
I like
love
you
to
on
hear
air.
Myself.
You really,
yes.
No, you give
but,
me.
Do we have any other callers? I'm just telling you
what's factual.
whether you know, it's something that people like to hear or not. It's called the truth, Suzanne, and that's all there is to it.
And I give the truth, too. But
no, we tell them the truth,
like,
too, about how horrible these nursing homes are.
Oh, I agree. I agree with that. Yeah. But again, you're depending on
and how the government allows them to
and
do that.
Humanity of people to do it. Because the government is not going to be there every minute to supervise someone every time they do something wrong. They have supervisors that don't give a damn
either. How would you resolve something? I have a question for you, Anthony. Okay, let's think of it in a positive light. That's the only.
Oh, there goes your phone. It's gobbling.
Is this better?
Gobbling
okay.
phone.
All right.
Listen, it's not
listen.
Thanksgiving. We can hear clearly enough. You know, I mean, you know.
Okay, if you had residents in a wanting to, you know, go into a nursing home, their family doesn't want them anymore. Let's say we had that.
Right.
So now, why can't there be housing, accessible housing, instead of the nursing home? That doesn't make sense to me at all. All right, so if you were in a situation that you were, God forbid, in a nursing home, okay, I'm going to say that's a big sexual issue.
About accessible housing. Okay. About accessible housing.
Wouldn't you rather be in that?
They have. Yes, but they have buildings that have the pulley boxes in the bathroom if you fall and railing in the bathroom and, you know, bath chairs and widened doors
and
things that are high enough to fit your wheelchair underneath it. But Suzanne.
I'd rather be
we don't qualify for it because we don't have money. And even if we did, well, if we did, then we wouldn't have to wait on a long waiting list. But still, there's so many people that want it. And, you know, it would fit most doorways and be close to, I guess, like the ADA and good housing.
Every housing should
be
accessible.
But you think everyone in the world is going to find something? Oh, I absolutely agree with you, but
every place should be accessible.
Right.
I'm not thinking unrealistically, but I'm thinking to the point that people are going to need, you know, help, period. If they see it in
that
realm and how much they're spending,
people need help with home care every day, but there's always issue with that program. I know, but in order for you to get out of a nursing home, you have to have an accessible place that, you know, is suitable for you to be able to maneuver.
What about the accessible place that you had when they put you in the frickin' nursing home?
I understand that,
but
you ain't going to be able to hold on to that forever.
Yeah, because they take your damn money.
Right.
Because they take your money.
Once you're there, you're there.
They take your rent money.
No, that's not true. I was out of the two nursing homes myself.
Rent and
all right, let's clear the board. I'm tired of hearing this.
And that's
I want to explain this whole thing.
You take care and have a great night. Right.
Thank you, Anthony.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Suzanne. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Nursing homes are evil, horrible places, and I'm going to tell you one big reason why. When a person comes from their home and they go into a nursing home, you know, and they don't meet the criteria to stay in their own home, all right, and the nursing home takes it upon itself to decide that this person is going to die in here. Therefore, they don't need a house. They don't need money. They don't need their pension. They don't need their home. They don't need their condominium, whatever. So they take it.
That's right.
Then independent living comes along with a program to try to get them an accessible place when this person already had an accessible place.
Ironic.
Look at the waste.
It is
look at why other people can't get help. Look at all the money that's being wasted. You see, it goes above and beyond the disabled. That's the thing. Whenever a person...
Okay, that's something interesting when you're done.
Hold up. Whenever a person is put into a nursing home, it hurts everybody, including the able-bodied people.
It does.
Because they're losing their home. They're losing their life. They're losing their money. They're losing their disability, their pension, whatever they work for.
Right.
So it and then you've got other programs that are supposed to come along and help them find a home when they already had a home. Now,
right.
Look at all that money that's being wasted on those programs. That affects people who are not even disabled who can't get help. So that's why they're evil. That's why they're no good. That's why you got to get rid of them. They're not only hurting the disabled. They're hurting everybody else.
Yeah.
And how about the people who lose their home, who have other people in their home who may or may not be disabled, who now don't have a home because of the damn nursing home, who made the residents lose their place?
That's what happened.
How about that? Why does that person have to suffer?
Yeah.
Or persons.
Right. I have something interesting.
How horrible this system is.
It is very.
And the agencies stand by and let it happen, you know, because they're afraid that they're going to lose their license. Well, you know something? A lot of them should lose their license.
Yeah, that's right. But I have something I just looked up, and it's quite interesting. Remember Nursing News, Skilled Nursing News, that gave us that nice figure that we talk about all the time, $196 billion? Well, they have another published something else and said, a broken system, new proposals to overhaul nursing homes laid out in a landmark report. So they have a whole thing here about nursing homes. So,
I don't know what
don't
the hell that means. It's probably a bunch of bull crap.
No, I'll read it tomorrow to you. This is the same thing I hope. It's a bunch of bull and they hear what we have to say. That's what I hope.
The first thing they got to do if they want to help people is stop taking their money.
That's right.
You know, and pass a law that the agencies that are supposed to help the disabled will pay for the nursing home.
Yeah.
So that the person can have their money and keep their apartment and get well and get the hell out of there and go home. Or have the right to die where they want to die.
Yeah.
That's how it should be.
That's right.
You know.
Or how they want to die, for that matter, if they were
being controlled.
As long as controlled.
That doesn't exist, we have a very evil system going on in this country, and it's run by a bunch of dictators, in my mind.
Yeah, I agree with you.
All right, Inner Sight.
In that system.
Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And tomorrow night's show is very appropriate. People are afraid of change.
That's true.
That's what it's really all about. So that's tomorrow night. And Friday is the funnies.
Yeah.
So, you know, Inner Sight has a whole plan.
Mm-hmm. I have something that is
to get rid
this.
Of these nursing homes. What?
I want to read this. Tomorrow, I'm going to read this tonight, and then I'll give you a little bit of highlights about what it was saying, because I think it matches with what we're doing also tomorrow. So that's good.
853.
Yep.
New York, Inner Sight. Yeah. Well, don't be surprised if it's a bunch of bull.
Yeah, I won't be. But I think that we should get in touch with the reporter that wrote this and see if we can get it. What they mean by all this to help people, you know?
Well, you're not a nurse. I don't know if they're going to write about you.
I was an EMT at one point. Yeah.
Maybe they would listen to Lavinia.
That's true. She's
a nurse.
Yeah, she's a current nurse, I think, still.
But first, see what they said.
Yeah, definitely. I have to
call
them.
All right, InnerSight, our idea is to get the agencies to raise money to help people to stay in their own home, to set up Volunteers for Freedom. And the way that works is a home, a certified home health aide, or even a nurse, or even a doctor, could volunteer their time and be rewarded financially. You know, pay one of their bills or whatever, or donate some money for their tuition for the son or daughter to go to college. You know, it could be anything.
Right.
You know?
Anything, yeah.
And that way, you know, there's the answer about how to fill up the extra hours
mm-hmm.
that the state won't give you to keep you out of the damn nursing home.
To begin with, right?
You know, because there's a big contradiction there.
Yeah, there is.
You know, if you go on the Medicaid and you do the spend down and they still can turn around and say, oh, no, we can't service this person. You see the contradictions they put in there?
Oh, back and forth. I see it.
We can't service this person because they're too this way or that way. You know,
that's one thing I never got into, spreading gossip that way. People do it all the time, but I feel that it's not helping the person. If gossip were to be helping somebody, then of course everybody would want to, you know, spread the gossip. But then when, you know, people are spreading gossip about somebody who didn't really do anything or cause any problems, it bothers me, Frank. I can't tell you how
also,
much it really
keep in
bothers
mind
me.
That Medicaid is not going to pay for alternative treatment,
oh, no,
which in many, many cases can help people so
yeah.
they don't have to fall into the criteria of going into a nursing home. See?
Yeah.
So there it is again. They don't even try everything they can to help that person.
That's right. I agree with that.
So the whole system is horrible. Our way is better.
It is.
Keep the person in their own home.
Do it.
Give them the help they need.
Yeah.
Give them a house call doctor if they need it.
Right. You know? I had a doctor come to my house and get blood from me, a doctor, an actual doctor. You know?
So there you have
Not
it,
Not recently, Will. But I had a doctor come and help me out.
People are afraid of change. That's tomorrow night's show. And,
yes, and I agree with that, too.
We got a lot of change that we want to bring about. And who's to say what
mm-hmm.
tomorrow may bring?
That's true, too.
Who's to say that tomorrow someone may step up and say, here, InnerSight, here's $50 billion. Do it.
Oh, I wish. I would help everybody. I really would.
No.
I'm not the type of person... You know, if I was given a certain amount of money and entrusted with a certain amount of money, believe me, it would go for the source that it's supposed to go for.
Well, we've changed the way things are done. That's what would help everybody.
Yeah, I know.
Not just give out money.
No, you can't. Not that way, at least.
That's not going to, you know, you can't just give out money and have the same ass system.
That's
not going to work. You got to change it.
Yeah. You got to have no
all
more.
All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night. I want to thank all our listeners, callers, InnerSight, Means Freedom, Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. Goodbye, world. InnerSight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
InnerSight.
InnerSight. Take care.